You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/archers.
Morning, sleepy.
What's all that?
It's breakfast.
You're spoiling me. You shouldn't have.
I wanted to. It's lovely having you here.
It's lovely to be here. That doesn't mean you have to treat me like a guest.
What makes you think I treat guests like this?
No, you shouldn't have let me sleep in.
That's all right. Gave me time to make breakfast. Took hours.
Well, it looks delicious. And, oh, the lovely little posy. What a nice touch.
Good. Having you here, well, it's made me see the house looks a bit, I don't know, bleak. Needs a woman's touch, I suppose.
I don't think that at all. It's very cosy.
I just want you to feel at home.
Well, I do. Now, look, I'd better eat this before it gets cold.
Yeah. Then I can show you all that Watford has to offer.
Oh, sounds intriguing. Eggs Benedict, clever thing.
I want you to enjoy yourself. I really appreciate you coming down.
It's lovely to be here, Paul. You know, I'd be perfectly happy just staying in for a lazy Sunday.
Well, I think we can do better than that. There's a really good little restaurant not far away. They do a smashing Sunday lunch.
More food?
This is just a snack. That's why I cook something light. If you don't like the idea...
No, it sounds great. And I bet you've booked, haven't you?
Well, yeah, I had to. It's very popular.
Right. Well, then, it's obviously the place to be.
Right. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
One, two, three.
Where do you want this anyway?
Over there by the hedge.
I don't know why we have to do this on a Sunday.
It's the only time I've got free. Whoa. Hang on, what are you doing?
I nearly went there. Give me a second.
We've only just started.
And if you want this to finish, I need a moment.
Oh, all right. Oh. It's only going to take us longer.
Oh, take the risk. How come you're so busy this week anyway?
I'm getting ready for the farmhouse breakfast. I'm flat out making extra sausages.
You know, the only one that's going to be busier the next couple of weeks. When Vicky has her baby, I'll have to take her and Mike's milk round.
Yeah, and I'll have to take over your work with the pigs.
So we're both in the same boat?
No, we're not. Because I'll still have the morning milking to do.
Oh, change the record. Have you got to start that again?
I'm just saying... With that and the pigs...
You'll be doing the same as I usually do. Poor you. Come on, I'd rather shift this arc and listen to you moaning.
I'm not moaning, and it's not the same.
How come?
Oh, because, well, the pigs are the foundation of a good business. And potentially a great one.
And you the lucky one.
Well, I would be if I had the time to concentrate on it.
Aye.
If Dad could just do one morning milking, just one.
Why don't you ask him? Put us all out of our misery.
I don't need to. He offered. He's thinking about it.
Thank God for that. Here, will this do?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Right. Oh. Let's move on to the next one. I'm in danger of missing my Sunday pint.
More coffee, love?
Oh, just half a cup. Thanks. I'll finish this, then I'd better get on with lunch.
I wonder if I should go and give Tom a hand with the pigs.
Oh, he said Jazza was coming to help him.
Well, that's true.
No, you sit with your feet up for once, read the Sunday papers.
It's just that, well, he's got a lot on this week.
Which is why Jazza's coming this morning. I really wouldn't worry about it, Tony. Tom will have it all organised.
Oh, I think he's finding it a bit of a strain.
Yes, but he's young.
Well, he's certainly finding the morning milking frustrating. when there's so many other things he could be getting on with.
Not much we can do about that, I'm afraid. Not at the moment.
Yes, well, maybe there is. I could take over a couple of mornings.
Has he suggested that to you?
No, I suggested it. Now I'm so much better, it only seems fair.
Tony, I think you should think about that very carefully.
Oh, I have. I'm almost my old self again these days.
Might that not be because you don't have to get up in the dark and cold to do the milking?
I wouldn't be doing it all. We've got Pip now.
Love, I know how much you want to support him.
Yeah, I do.
But you won't do that by getting ill again.
Well, I just don't feel I'm pulling my weight.
Of course you are.
But I knew you wouldn't like the idea. But honestly, Pat, I'm perfectly fit now. And I just feel I owe it to Tom.
It would be much worse for Tom if you started milking and then couldn't go on with it.
Oh, but I said I will now. It would be so disappointed.
We'll have to explain. He'll understand.
You were right. It is popular.
You like it, though?
Yeah, it's very smart.
Yeah, it's the best place locally. It's maybe not up to London standards.
It's lovely. And the menu looks really good.
But I thought we could go up to town tomorrow, choose somewhere you'd like.
I told you, you don't have to keep on spoiling me.
I just want our first weekend down here together to be a success.
It is. I'm with you.
Oh, sweetheart. Come here.
Now, Paul, look, someone might see.
Well, I don't care if they do.
Very sweet, but maybe we should be a bit discreet. I mean, there might be someone here you know.
I don't think that's very likely.
Well, you said yourself it was a popular play.
Yeah, but I'm not.
Paul, don't be silly.
No, I'm not trying to tug at your heartstrings. I work away so much. I really haven't got a huge social circle down here.
I can't believe a gorgeous man like you hasn't made at least a few friends.
Well, all right, maybe just a few.
How would you introduce me if any of them did happen to be here?
I'd say you were a friend too. That's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, of course it is. Come on, let's order. Now, what do you recommend?
Ugh, it's horrible out there. Mud and cold. Who'd be a pigman, eh?
You're welcome to stay to Sunday lunch and warm up.
Yeah, why don't you?
Well, it looks lovely. Thanks, but Brenda's expecting me.
Well, she could come over too, of course. I thought it would be nice to sit down to a leisurely meal for once.
Yeah, especially for you. And Brenda come to that. You're both always so busy.
Yes, and we are today, unfortunately. This is a working lunch. We're trying to finalise the publicity for the farmhouse breakfasts.
You could bring it with you.
And I have another pressing engagement.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
I've got to buy Jazza his Sunday pint. He's waiting in the van.
You can buy him a drink any time.
Not if I want to keep him sweet for the extra work he might need to do for me this week.
Well, come tomorrow, then, for lunch.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, come on, Tom. However busy you are, you've got to eat.
I usually just grab a sandwich.
We can do better than that.
Ugh, that'll be Jazza. I'd better go before he runs the battery down.
So, we'll see you at lunch tomorrow?
Okay then. Yep, okay, lunch it is. See ya!
Bye!
Bye! Oh, good thinking, love.
I just thought it might be easier for us to talk over a meal.
You took your time.
It isn't even 1 o'clock yet. You are so ungrateful.
Am I? If I hadn't give you a hand this morning, I'd be propping up the bar already.
And if I hadn't promised to buy you a pint, I'd be tucking into roast beef with all the trimmings right now. I turned down my mum's Sunday lunch for you.
She asked you to stay for your dinner?
Yeah, she did.
Why didn't you then, you daft lummock?
Because I got you outside leaning on my car horn.
You could have got her to invite me in, or?
Yeah, it wouldn't have worked. I think there's something they want to talk to me about.
Why wouldn't you have stopped them?
Maybe Dad's decided he could manage some milking and they want to start negotiations.
You reckon?
Oh, I love those old 30s movies. They're so glamorous and romantic.
Yeah, light-hearted, considering what was ahead.
That was the whole point.
There may be trouble ahead.
Parvada's music.
And moonlight.
And love and romance.
Let's face the music.
And old Fred and Ginger eat your heart out.
You see, this is my idea of a perfect Sunday afternoon. An old film, a box of chocolates, and you.
I'm flattered.
Not disappointed. I know you wanted to take me out for a drive.
Oh, it's a beautiful countryside round here.
Yes, well, I've got beautiful countryside at home. What I don't have there is you. I want to enjoy you in peace and quiet.
Are you sure it wasn't because you don't want to be seen out with me?
Of course not.
Yeah, well, perhaps we can go tomorrow.
Yeah, about tomorrow.
What? You are going to be able to stay, aren't you?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I see.
Darling, I know it's disappointing. I'm disappointed too.
But you want to go home?
No, I don't want to. I just think maybe I'd better.
Why?
Matt keeps texting me. And quite frankly, I'm running out of things to tell him Judith and I do it.
Judith? Oh, your imaginary Guernsey friend.
But she does exist, darling. She just isn't here.
I'm sorry you're finding it such a strain.
I'm just not very good at it, I'm afraid.
There's no shame in not being a good liar.
Well, I can invent stuff, it's not that. But then I worry. You know, I mean, say we went on the London Eye, and then it turns out for some reason it isn't running today.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
It just makes me jumpy.
Well, I don't want that.
No, I know you don't. You're always so kind and understanding.
I hate putting you in this position.
Don't be silly. I love being here with you.
Really?
Of course. I just want to enjoy the time we have together.
Well, I want you to enjoy it too.
And then let's concentrate on having a lovely time this afternoon and this evening.
And you'll go in the morning?
Well, that way I'll be able to relax and enjoy the time we do have together. Oh, Paul, I hate to disappoint you.
No, you never do that. Never.
I knew you'd understand.
I do. I never want you to feel bad about what we're doing.
Feel bad? About this? These times are precious, Paul. And when I'm with you, I don't feel bad.
Oh, it's cold out there.
Certainly is. Especially when you're lifting leaks.
Yeah.
Well, I've got lots of nice hot food to warm you up.
Oh, something smells good.
Yeah, it certainly does. I thought we'd just be getting a bowl of soup.
Oh, I think I can do better than that.
Wow, looks like it.
You were right. I did cook far too much yesterday, so I've been quite creative with the leftovers.
Well, that sounds promising.
Yeah.
Well, hurry up and get your boots off then and eat it while it's hot.
It's only tinned, I'm afraid.
I like tinned tomato soup. Can you pass the rolls?
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
I think it's a bit rich of this Judith to blow you off for another friend when you've made the effort to go down and see her.
It wasn't another friend, it was her sister. You know what families are like. Always expect you to be at their beck and call.
Well, you'll certainly do. So, did you have a good time?
Yeah. Good old gossip, you know.
That all? Two girls in the town? I can't believe that.
I wonder. A few touristy things. How about you?
Oh, work.
Oh, poor Tiger.
Yeah, I did go down the pub.
Glad to hear it. Don't like to think of you being lonely.
It was the food I went for, not the company.
Oh, well, now you're making me feel even worse.
You don't need to feel bad because I'm too lazy to make myself a proper meal.
I should keep the freezer better stocked.
I must admit, I did think of you and Judith enjoying yourselves at some fancy London restaurant when I was eating Frieda's steak and kidney pudding.
Oh, it's very good.
Yeah, hardly the Ivy, though, is it?
Matt, like we go there.
I don't know. This Judith sounds like quite a girl. You're telling me you didn't go out for at least one slap-up meal?
Yeah, well, of course we did. We went to that nice French restaurant you and I went to last time you were in London.
Did you? Thought that had closed down.
Changed hands.
Oh, right.
Unless I'm muddling it up with another one. You know what my memory's like these days. Look, would you like some cheese?
Oh, that'd be good.
Hopefully, there may be a better selection. Oh, we had some Stilton.
I ate it. Got the midnight munchies, sorry.
Don't worry. This cheddar's nice and there's a bit of brie.
So, what were these touristy things you and Judith got up to?
We went on a trip down the river.
It must have been freezing.
Well, we did try and stay indoors after that. We went to the National Gallery.
Really?
Anyway, that's enough about me. What's the gossip at the pub?
Oh, that was delicious, love.
Yes. You should cook with leftovers more often, Mum.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Mm. And there's pudding. I made a pie. I just need to do some custard.
Oh, blimey, Mum. I need a break.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea.
If you're sure.
I am. And it'll give you a chance to talk about whatever it is you want to tell me.
Oh, dear. Are we that obvious?
Afraid so. I'm hoping it's to do with the morning milking.
Yes. Yes, it is.
So, what's the verdict?
Well, I've given this a lot of serious consideration.
Good.
Talked it over with your mother.
Yes, he did.
And I'm sorry, Tom, but the answer's no.
Oh, I see.
I just don't feel I can take it on again.
Of course not.
I hope you understand.
Yeah, it's your decision, of course.
Actually, maybe I won't make that custard. Ice cream would probably be better.
Oh, if you think so. That okay with you, Tom?
Yeah, whatever.
Only there's none in the fridge. Tony, would you mind popping over to the dairy and fetching some?
Yeah, of course, love. Any particular flavour? What do you fancy, Tom?
Oh, I'm not bothered. You choose.
Vanilla, I think, love.
Right you are. Shan't be long.
I don't want to see you sulking, Tom.
I'm not sulking. I'm just disappointed.
You can't have been surprised.
Why not? It was Dad's idea in the first place.
Yes, after you'd moaned him into it.
No, I didn't. He could just see I had a problem.
I don't know how he could even contemplate it after what happened before.
He's better now. He said so.
And I'd like to keep it that way. Oh, look, Tom, I want to help you too, but not at the cost of your father's health. Do you understand?
Then we've got to think of something, Mum. This is such a crucial time. I could expand. The brand could really take off. All I'm asking for is a bit of flexibility.
If there was any, we'd give it to you, but there isn't.
My business needs me. Me, not anyone else. Anybody can do the milking.
Well, your father can't, so unless you've got any other ideas,
I don't have time to keep being dragged back to keep Bridge Farm going when I should
dragged be... back? Is that really how you see it? Like a millstone round your neck?
No. It's just... At this particular moment...
You are prepared to put your father's health at risk for the sake of your precious sausages.
Sorry, I'm going to go out. Wouldn't you just come back?
It's all right, you didn't know I'd be back.
You're welcome to come with me if you fancy taking a look at this house. Right for conversion, Brenda thinks.
Oh, well, you should go with her then.
That was the plan, but I'm sure she won't mind staying in the warm.
No, you go. I've got things to catch up on here. Like buying cheese and crackers.
Sorry, I've cleaned us out.
Don't worry. I could do with stocking the freezer too.
Oh, that sounds ominous. Don't tell me you're planning another little jaunt.
No. It's good to be home.
It's good to have you home. Who's that texting you?
It's probably Judith, making sure I got back safely. I'll give her a ring when you've gone.
Oh, great pie, love.
I'm glad you like it.
And it does go better with ice cream.
I'm glad you think I'm right about some things.
Well, it goes better with the atmosphere too. Did you two have words while I was out?
There's really no point in going over it again.
Yes, there is. Mum, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said what I did.
Why not, if you meant it?
Is anyone going to let me in on this?
Not the way it sounded. Of course Dad's health comes first.
Oh, I see.
And of course, Bridge Farm is important to me.
Actions speak louder than words, Tom.
I just wish I could make you understand.
Well, perhaps you could try to explain.
Now you're both feeling a bit calmer.
Are you going to listen, Mum?
Of course. I might have said some things I shouldn't have to.
Well, go on then, Tom. We're both listening.
When I took on John's business, well, it wasn't just a token gesture. I wanted to do something with it. I wanted to make a real success of it. To, well, to do him proud, I suppose.
I'm sure John would have been proud of you.
And now, with the ready meals doing so well, and the pre-Christmas hampers, I'm just at the point where I could take it to the next level. If I lose momentum, I might never get another chance like this again.
I do appreciate that, but we've got Bridge Farm to think about as well.
Yeah, I know. And it doesn't drag me down. I didn't mean that. But if I have to spend 5 mornings a week milking, I just don't have the time to spend on the business that it deserves.
You really think it's that vital?
Well, it's hours out of the day, Dad. You know that. I wouldn't have asked if it wasn't so vital.
I wish there was some way we could free you up, but I just don't see how.
Maybe there is. I understand you can't do the mornings, Dad. I know it's too much of a strain.
Wish I could say otherwise.
You can't, Tony. Tom understands that.
I do. But how about some afternoons? Do you think you might be able to manage that?
Oh, that might not be so bad.
I don't see how that would help.
Well, if Dad did some afternoons, then maybe Trevor could do the mornings that Pip doesn't.
I'm not sure that's possible.
Oh, I probably could manage some afternoons, Pat.
Thanks, Dad.
Well, that's not the problem. I doubt Trevor would want to do mornings. He likes his nights out with the band. He said that from the start.
Well, yeah.
And he's always going on about not being a morning person.
Well, we could at least ask him.
Would you, Dad? Thank you.
Sorry I couldn't ring back sooner.
No, I know I should have waited till you rang me. It's just, well, you left without us arranging when we might meet again.
It was a bit of a rush.
Yeah, I was worried. I know you weren't very comfortable being in my house.
No. No, darling. We had a lovely time.
Well, we always have a good time when we're together. But my place, it just wasn't right.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to spoil things.
No, you didn't. You never could. Look, it's fine. I've worked out what we can do instead.
You have?
Yeah, we need to be on neutral ground, like we are in Forsyth Magna.
Yeah, maybe.
So I thought, since we never did get into London, that's what we could do next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yeah, I could take Friday off, because it'll a swish London hotel, the kind of place you deserve.
Oh, not sure I do.
We could see a show. A musical, maybe. What do you think?
Well, it sounds lovely, and it's very thoughtful of you.
But
next weekend, it's so soon.
I wanted to make up for this one.
Oh, there's no need. Honestly, there's nothing I'd like more, but I can't use Judith as an excuse again.
No, I suppose not.
Truth is, I'm running out of excuses. Sorry.
No, don't be silly. We'll do it when you feel it's right.
I do want to see you again.
And I want to see you. We'll find a way.
I wish it wasn't so difficult. Look, I've got a call. Oh, it's James.
Oh, you better take it then. He might have been in another accident.
Paul!
I'm sorry. I mean, unlucky for you and James, but lucky for me. I regard him as our Cupid.
Oh, well, he's been called many things, but that's a first. Look, I'd better go. Love you.
Yeah, love you too. Call me when you're ready, all right?
Oh, hell. Hi, darling.
Ma!
Yeah, sorry. I was just on another call.
Oh? A nasty one. You sound a bit down.
No. I'm fine. So what can I do for you?
I was hoping you might do me the tiniest little favour.
Yeah, go on.
You see, I'm due for a check-up at the hospital on Friday.
Yeah, but that's just routine, isn't it?
Yeah, nothing to worry about, except, well, the state I'm in, I can't get there on my own.
Isn't Leonie going to take you?
Well, she would, of course, but they won't let her have any more time off work. They were quite nasty when she asked.
Good heavens. I wonder why.
The thing is, Ma, I mean, I was just wondering, is there any chance you might be able to get down to London on Friday?
that's everything.
Right, you are? You got a bag?
Yep. Yeah, here you are. Oh, I was sure I had some flour. Oh,
always the way. You decide to make something, look in the cupboard and there it isn't.
And I've got Rob Titchener coming round, so I want to make a bit of an effort.
Oh, your new herd manager. Mm. I've met him, of course.
Have you?
Oh, yes, yes, he's been in the shop. So you haven't met him yet?
Oh, yes, yes, I have. He dropped in last week and we had a lovely chat.
Oh, well, you can find out a bit more about him tonight. Right, that'll be £8.60 then, please.
Ah, right.
It's always interesting when new people come to the village.
Yes. Here you are. Oh, I've only got a £20 note, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's all right. Oh, afternoon, Vicky.
Hi, Susan. Hello, Jennifer.
Oh, afternoon. Oh, nice to see you.
Yes, it is. Here's your change, Jennifer.
Oh, thanks. Really? Don't you mean are you still here?
Oh, I'd never say that.
Oh, yeah, you get really fed up with people saying it.
No, you get really fed up with everything. I can't believe this baby's ever going to be born.
Oh.
I'm going to be the first woman in history to stay pregnant forever.
Oh, I doubt that. Sure, the next time I see you, Vicky, you'll be pushing a pram. Well, sorry, I've got to dash. Bye now.
Bye.
Bye. She's got their new herd manager coming round.
Oh, yeah. Rob something.
Rob Titchener. Bet I know more about him than she does.
What, been in here, has he?
Oh, yes. Seems very nice.
Ah, well. I suppose I ought to be getting back myself.
Getting back?
Yeah, I've got Phoebe round to keep me company. Oh, she's being so sweet.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't want to buy anything?
Oh, yeah, of course I did. Phoebe's favourite biscuits, crunch creams.
Oh, I know the ones. Look, you stay there, I'll get them for you.
Oh, I can't believe I just did that. If you hadn't said anything, I'd have walked straight out again. What am I like?
Mm, a very pregnant woman.
I just hope my memory improves when the baby arrives.
So, is Mike waiting for you in the car?
No, he dropped me off, but I want to walk back.
Really? Here they are. Are you sure that's wise? It's quite a long way.
Well, I can ring him if I get tired. A long walk is one of the things that's supposed to start labour off, and oh, I'm ready to try anything now. Oh, all right, Lillian, I'll see what I can do. Bye.
Jenny, have you seen my reading glasses? I put them down somewhere.
Well, on the side there, top of the newspaper.
Oh, yes, thanks.
Oh, Lillian is just so irritating.
What's she done this time?
She can't take Mum to see Jack on Friday and she wants me to do it.
And can't you?
Well, yes, yes, I can, but that isn't the point. We're supposed to have a rota. And it's such short notice.
Have you got something big on at Amside?
No, she's got to go to London. James has got a hospital appointment.
So?
And he needs someone to take him.
Oh, heaven's sake, how old is he?
I know. I thought Lillian had stopped being at his beck and call, but Lenny can't take any more time off work.
Then why can't he just get a taxi like any other normal person?
Yeah, that's what I said. But he's convinced Lillian he needs her there to hold his hand.
Oh, don't suppose Matt's best pleased about that.
Don't think he is. She was away last weekend seeing that friend of hers.
Well, that's Lillian for you. Always something going on.
Yes. Well, can't be helped, I suppose. Anyway, I'd better get started on supper or we shall be offering Rob bread and cheese.
This is a very popular line.
Yes, I don't think that's quite what I had in mind.
But if you're looking for something for Jennifer, these are her favourites.
Oh, good heavens, are you psychic? The local village witch, perhaps?
Oh, no. She was in earlier, said you were coming to supper.
Well, I'm still impressed you made the connection. Quite the Miss Marple.
Oh, well, running the village shop, there isn't much I don't get to know about.
I shall know where to come for all my information. I'll take those then, please.
And, of course, the Aldridges are family, too.
Are they? I'm still trying to work out all the village relationships, I'm afraid.
It can be very complicated.
I'll say.
But that'll be £6.50 then, please.
Apparently, my landlady is married to your vicar. That was a bit of a surprise.
It's his second marriage. His first wife died.
Oh, dear. How sad.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that was years ago, though, before he came to the village.
Well, Usha seems very nice.
Oh, she is. I went to both their weddings.
Both?
Oh, they had two, Christian and Hindu.
I see. Are you related to them too?
Oh, no, good heavens, no. Just the Aldridges.
So your cousins?
In-laws. Our son, Chris, married their daughter, Alice.
Oh, yes. She's some kind of engineer, isn't she?
Aeronautical. She's got a very good job.
And your son, is he an engineer?
Oh, no, no. He's a farrier.
Oh, busy man then.
Mm, yeah, he's doing very well. Got his own business.
Splendid.
And how about you? Is your wife in the same line of work as you?
No. She's a social worker.
Oh, is she? How interesting. Did you meet at university then?
No. Young farmers. We're both from Hampshire. Childhood sweethearts.
Oh, how lovely. Well, councils are always desperate for social workers, aren't they?
Sadly, yes.
So she shouldn't have a problem finding a job up here.
Well, she can't join me just yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear. That's a pity.
Her father had a stroke. That's why we had to come back from Canada.
Oh, I see. What in it? And he's still not very well.
Recovering, but Jess wanted to be nearby to give her mum a hand.
Well, I hope he recovers quickly.
We all do.
Then she'll be able to move up, or otherwise it'll be lonely for you.
We'll have weekends, and I'll be very busy getting the herd established. So, are your parents still with us?
Oh, my dad is. He's on a mini break in Liverpool with three equally elderly friends today.
Well, they do say 70 is the new 50.
Oh, I don't know about that.
What's your dad's name? I really need to start getting all this straight.
Bert. Bert Horobin.
Oh, so you're a Horobin, are you?
Ah, oh, this is nice. Oh, I'm really tired this evening.
Well, not surprised after that long walk home. I told you it'd be too much for you.
You might have been right.
Well, I know you want the baby to get a move on, but you shouldn't exhaust yourself like that.
Yeah, it's a bit silly.
You'll need all your energy soon enough.
I know, don't worry. I've given up on trying to hurry this baby along.
Really?
Yeah. She's like her dad, she won't do what she's told unless she's good and ready.
Nothing wrong with that.
And it's not as if we're not ready, is it?
Well, you certainly are. Must have packed and repacked that bag 20 times. I mean, whenever it happens, I'll be there with you. Don't need to worry about that.
Oh, no. So we can enjoy the time we've got together while we can.
Exactly.
Snuggle up for a nice cosy evening. Oh. Watching telly and eating. Mm. Oh, good Lord.
What's the matter?
I don't know. I feel as though someone's just hit me in the back with a hammer.
What? A labour pain? It started?
Maybe, but I thought they'd be in my stomach. Oh, gosh. Oh, no.
What? Vicky, what's the matter?
The waters have just broken. All over our nice new city.
Never mind about the city. How about you? I mean, what should I do?
Oh, I'm fine. Just a bit wet. All you need to do is find my bag and drive us to the hospital.
Can I top you up, Rob?
Oh, thank you.
How about you, darling?
No, I'm fine, thanks. So, you met Susan Carter?
Or the local bush telegraph, as we call her.
Brian should have warned you.
She seemed very nice.
Ah, she didn't give you the third degree.
Perhaps she was a bit inquisitive.
Oh, very tactfully put.
We're getting on like a house on fire, but only then I seemed to put my foot in it somehow.
What were you talking about?
Well, she was telling me about her father's trip to Liverpool.
Bert's going to Liverpool?
Mm-hmm. And Jim, and Joe, and Bert Fry. Keep up, darling.
Whatever for? Do you think they've got it mixed up with Blackpool?
Well, anyway, I asked her father's surname. I'm trying to get everyone straight.
It's Horobin.
A name you may hear again.
They're the nearest thing we've got to the craze.
Brian, we wonder what kind of place he's come to.
Look, call me old-fashioned, but I think arson is a fairly serious crime. Not to mention intimidation with menaces.
And these are close relatives of Susan. She seems so respectable.
Oh, she is.
Yeah, she's the white sheep of the family.
But two of her brothers are in prison.
Good heavens. Well, I can see why I upset her now. I asked her if she was a Horobin too.
Oh, dear. She wouldn't have liked that.
Oh, poor Susan. They're a millstone round her neck.
She did seem rather keener to mention her family connection with you.
Well,
She told me Alice was an aeronautical engineer, which I hadn't realised.
Yeah, not a very happy one at the moment.
Well, give her a chance. She's only been in the job for 2 months.
Yeah, and she's bored already.
Well, she's finding her feet, and once they give her some real responsibility, she'll be fine.
Oh. This is a lovely room, Jennifer. I like your colour scheme.
Thank you.
Jess would love those curtains. She likes jewel colours.
There you are, Jenny. No need to redecorate.
Well, not this room. I only said the hall and the dining room are looking a bit tired.
All I know is that the design magazines are out, and that's never a good sign.
Oh, I'd better get that. Will you, excuse me?
Yes, of course.
Shan't be long.
Hope that isn't her sister. Anyway, I mustn't bore you any more family squabbles.
I'm sorry, did I put my foot in it again?
No, I just worry Alice is underselling herself.
I see.
And I can understand if she wants more from life than Borsacher has to offer.
Yes.
But Jenny, of course, wants to keep her close, so we have to agree to differ.
What about her husband? How does he feel?
I doubt he'd want to move. He's very much the local lad made good.
And done very well, from the sound of it.
Oh, yes, yeah. Anyway, he's just been asked to play for the local football team, so there'll be no moving him now.
I see.
Penhasset Wanderers. Well, they don't wander that far.
It's Phoebe. Such exciting news, darling. Vicky's gone into labour.
I'll tell him, yeah. See you soon, then. Bye. Brenda says she'll get to the hospital as soon as she can, and you're not to worry.
Oh, as if I can help it. You didn't need to do that. I could have rung her from the hospital.
No, I wanted to get there as soon as possible. I know you'll need her to hold your hand.
Oh, don't mind about me. I am the important one. How are you?
I keep telling you I'm fine. The pains aren't that bad, or even that often. We've got a long way to go yet.
Oh, I can't think about that now. Just want to get you to the hospital so I can make sure everything's okay.
Of course it's okay. It's more than okay. Our baby's coming, Mike. Our baby's coming at last.
You must be totally exhausted, Bren. All night in a hospital waiting room.
Well, I didn't want to leave Dad to do this all on his own. And I dozed off a bit.
I bet you did. Did you manage to speak to him?
Oh, yeah. He's been in and out. First stage is quite long. Even Vicky slept a bit.
Oh, good.
So he was able to come out then. We had a nice chat. I think it helped.
I'm sure it did.
But he's doing brilliantly. So's Vicky.
She's okay?
Oh, yeah. I'm ringing now because the midwife told me she's about to start the second stage.
So, not long now then?
Hopefully. So I'd better get back. I want to be there for Dad just in case. Well, just in case.
I understand. Oh, I wish I could be there with you.
Yeah, you're doing the pigs, though. Jazza can do the milk round. That's much more useful.
Yeah. Yeah, I ought to get on, actually.
That's okay. I'll ring you as soon as there's any news.
You're doing so well, love. You're being very brave.
You are. It shouldn't be long now. Come
oh,
on.
Glad to hear it. Oh, no. Here comes another one.
Remember your breathing, love.
That's right. You can do it. Come on.
I hope so. Oh, me Aunt Mike.
Here it comes. A deep breath. And push.
That's my
brave
girl.
Nice and easy, Vicky. You're doing so well. Take some gas in there if you need it.
That's it. Keep pushing.
I'm nearly there now.
I don't think I can do this anymore.
Yes, you can, love. I know you can. Hey, just rest.
Yeah, okay.
We're nearly there, aren't we?
Yes. I'm going to make sure the paediatrician's standing by.
What? Is everything okay?
Oh, Mike.
That's all right, love.
You're doing very well, Vicky. Just stay calm. A few more big pushes and you'll be there.
Tom, hang on.
Oh, morning, Dad. I finished the milking.
Oh, fine. Now, I was just wondering, is there any news?
Yes, I was just telling Mum. Brenda rang about 10 minutes ago. It shouldn't be long now.
And everything's okay?
Seems to be. So, fingers crossed. She'll ring as soon as there's any news.
Oh, good.
Anyway, I'd better get on. I've got the pigs to feed now.
Oh, time for a cup of tea, though. You must be perished.
I don't know, Dad. I've got a lot on today.
Oh, you get on with it better with something warm inside you. Now, come on. 15 minutes won't hurt.
That's it. Oh, that's it, love, she's here. The baby's here. Oh, well done. You wonderful, wonderful woman. Well done.
Is she all right? I can't see.
Just give me a minute, Vicky.
She's cutting the cord, love.
I mean, is she all right? The heartbeat.
She's here, love.
She doesn't look right.
Just a bit floppy.
Well, we knew about that, didn't we?
Oh, she isn't crying. Well, what are you doing to her?
I'm just cleaning her mouth. Lots of gunk in it.
Well, probably what stopped her crying.
It doesn't help.
Mike, she's blue.
Oh, is she breathing?
She just needs a bit of help. Some babies do. Give her a minute. Come on now. Give me a nice big cry.
Well, what are you going to do?
Where are you taking her?
I'm going to pop her on the resuscitator just to give her a bit of oxygen and keep her warm.
Oxygen? Oh, no.
They know what they're doing, love.
Some babies just take a few minutes to get going. It's hard work being born. Don't worry.
A few minutes? Oh, my
God. I'm here, love. I'm here.
I wanted to talk about what we all said on Monday.
Really? Mm-hmm. I'm not sure I do.
Well, I don't want our misunderstanding to get any worse.
Well, neither do I. I'm sorry if I lost my temper. It wasn't helpful.
Well, I know you feel passionately about your business.
I do.
And I want to explain what's worrying me properly, not in the middle of a row.
About me expanding?
Yes. Yeah, I suppose one of my main concerns is that the risks involved might affect Bridge Farm.
Well, they couldn't. We're set up as a separate business. All the risk is mine. I'd never put Bridge Farm in jeopardy.
Your mum thinks we've got a lot of work to do to establish the Ambridge Organics label again.
Maybe, but...
Until then, any other project should be on hold.
I can't do that. I did try to explain... This is a crucial time for my business.
Well, it is for us too.
You don't need to worry. I'm ready to put the hours in for all the family business.
Oh, if you can find enough hours in the day.
And a booming Tom Archer brand will be good for Bridge Farm and Ambridge Organics. They all feed off each other.
We feel more that they're in competition. For your time, certainly.
No. Oh, I don't know how to convince you.
Well, I'm happy to listen to you try.
Right.
Oh, if you've got time, I know you're covering Jazza.
Oh, that wasn't why I was looking at my watch. It just seems like a long time since Brenda rang. I hope everything's okay.
You can come in now. Your father's asking for you.
Oh, right. Is everything okay?
I think he'd like to tell you that himself.
Dad? Is everything... Oh, Dad!
Hello, love. Come and meet your new sister.
Bethany Clare. We thought it's what suited her best.
Oh, Dad, she's gorgeous.
Isn't she? We're fighting over who gets to hold her already, but as you see, your dad won.
I can't stop looking at her. Most beautiful baby in the world.
Yeah. I've been so worried. It took longer than I thought.
I'm sorry. I should have come out to explain, but I was a bit busy.
There were a few problems towards the end.
Yeah, she needed some oxygen, bless her.
But she's all right now?
Yeah, she's fine. Her heart beats strong. No problems there at all.
And her not breathing, it hasn't affected her.
She's fine.
She's beautiful.
Isn't she? Oh, Vicky, how clever of you.
I know. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Oh, your ship was amazing. So brave.
Oh, so were you. I mean, you didn't faint once.
I think you're all amazing. All three of you. Oh, Dad.
All right, I admit it. It's a risk.
Yeah, it is.
But all businesses... It was a risk when you went organic, when we set up the shop, when Mum expanded into yoghurt and ice cream.
Oh, that's true, of course.
But if it comes off, we'll all benefit. Bridge Farm and Ambridge Organics will get a share of the Tom Archer profits.
Well, that isn't really my main worry.
You said it was.
No, I said it was one of them.
Right. Tell me the others, then.
Oh, I have. I don't think you're going to be able to find enough hours in the day to do all you want to do.
I'm prepared to put in the work, Dad, as much as it takes.
Oh, I know you are. But with the best will in the world, something is bound to suffer. And your mum and I think it'll be Bridge Farm.
It won't.
If you're always occupied elsewhere. We've only made a fragile recovery. The least little blip might send us spiralling downwards again.
Dad, none of this was about me absenting myself from Bridge Farm. I know I've got work to do here.
Oh, you might be here in body, but if your mind is always somewhere else, that just won't do.
It won't be.
Oh, are you sure? Won't your focus naturally be your own business? Because we can't afford for that to happen.
I don't want it to happen. That's why I want to drop the morning milking. Anyone can do that.
Can they?
Yes. When I'm at Bridge Farm, I want to be concentrating on the things that only I can do.
Well, I've spoken to Trevor. The sooner we know his answer, the sooner we'll know how to move forward.
What did he say?
Oh, he wants to think about it. He'll give me a definite answer next week.
OK. Well, thank you.
But I want this to work for you. For all of us.
Good.
I'm just not sure it can. But I'm willing to do what's best to try and make it work.
And so am I. I'm going to talk to Jazza about taking more responsibility for the pigs. That would give me some more time too.
Well, can you afford to pay him?
Well, if I make more profit from the Tom Archer products, I can. And I'm sure I will.
Well, that's a positive step. Your mum will be pleased.
That's assuming they haven't all starved to death. I really must get out to them now.
Yes, of course. But I'm glad we've had this chat.
So am I. Honestly, Dad, I don't want to... Oh, it's Brenda.
Right, you'd better answer it then.
Bren, what's the news? Has Vicky had the baby?
Yeah, she's had her. Oh, Tom.
Oh, no. What's happened? Did something go wrong? She's not...
Oh, no. Everything's fine. She's beautiful, Tom. She's so beautiful.
Thank goodness for that. Oh, Bren, you okay?
Yeah. Is this such a relief? I've been so worried. And now I'm just so happy.
I still think she looks like you.
No way. That gorgeous creature.
Oh, she's got your lovely nose. Ugh. I always envied you, your nose.
Your daughter's just ringing her boyfriend.
Oh, yeah, he'd want to know, of course.
Oh, you'll have to do some ringing round, Mike.
Well, not just yet.
She said she'll pop back in when she's finished.
Ah, well, she'll probably ring a few other people too.
Yeah, she's been a treasure, isn't she?
I don't know what I would have done without her last night.
I'm going to go and see about transferring you to the ward, Vicky.
Right.
I'll leave you to get to know your new daughter.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for everything.
Oh, I don't know what we'd have done without you either.
Oh, I certainly couldn't have managed.
It was my pleasure. Congratulations. I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, bye for now.
Yeah, thanks again.
Oh, she was good, wasn't she? Mm. I think I might have totally lost it without her there.
She certainly calmed me down.
Oh, right at the end, that was so scary.
I know.
She just stayed calm.
Talked us through it. Wonderful.
You too. Hmm? Encouraging me and keeping me going. I couldn't have done it without you.
I'm just glad I were here. I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
Really?
Oh.
Not even the bit where I swore at you and said it was all your fault.
Well, that was just transition. Now, I read about that.
Oh, did you?
I didn't blame you anyway. You were in so much pain. You were so brave.
Oh, I didn't feel it. I thought I was making a terrible fuss.
Fuss? With all that you went through and no pain relief except gas and air, they'd have had to scrape me off the ceiling. I still can't quite believe she's here.
Oh, well, she is. Oh, look at her, Mike. All the little fingernails and the little eyelashes. She's perfect, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Quite perfect.
Morning, Ruth.
Oh, morning, Linda. How are you?
Well, I'm very well, thank you. Very well indeed.
Oh, that's good.
I am so happy about Vicky's baby.
she's had it then. I didn't know.
Yesterday morning. I was just buying a card for her. I'm going over to see her this afternoon.
Oh, how lovely. So everything went well, did it?
Oh, yes. Although there was a bit of drama at the end. Mac was telling me all about it.
You've actually spoken to him?
Oh, yes. I think I was one of the first people he rang.
Oh, that's nice. I know you and Vicky are good friends.
Yes, I was touched.
So you know all the details?
Oh, yes. She's called Bethany Clare.
That's pretty.
And she was £6.5.
A good size. Mm. Oh, I'm so pleased it's all gone well.
Mike says she's the most beautiful baby in the world.
Of course she is.
I'm so looking forward to seeing them.
I think I can see something of Brenda in her.
Come on now, sweetheart. Just one little suck.
Something about her little chin.
It's nice. You like it.
I must check her baby pictures.
Oh, all right then. You have another little nap.
Oh, isn't she good? Hardly cried at all.
You don't think she's too sleepy?
Well, Vicky, believe me, with babies there's no such thing as them being too sleepy.
But if it's stopping her feeding, I mean, she doesn't seem to have got the hang of it yet.
Love, she was only born yesterday. Give her a chance.
Yeah. I suppose if she was hungry, she would cry.
She certainly would. Enjoy the peace while it lasts.
She doesn't look unhappy, bless her.
Hey, don't worry, love. I can't see a child of mine not having a healthy appetite.
I thought all babies would know how to suck. I mean, how long did it take Roy and Brenda? Can you remember?
No, no, I can't. Then I'm afraid I probably never asked her. Just left all that up to Betty.
Really? I can't imagine that.
I'm not proud of it, love, and it's going to be different this time.
It already is.
This little one's going to get all my attention right from the start.
Do you want to hold her for a bit? She's well away.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes, please.
There we go. Oof. Make sure you've got her head.
Yeah, come on, sweetheart. There, there, there. Daddy's got you now.
Oh, Mike.
Hello, Poppet. You're a sleepyhead, aren't you? That's right.
Yeah, and you two a picture.
You have a little nap, love, too, if you want. You must be exhausted. Not as if you got much sleep the night before last.
Oh, so must you, and you were up all night too.
Oh, I was just watching. Mm. You were doing all the work. And you got people coming this afternoon, haven't you?
Yeah, my mum and Eric should be here soon. And Linda's definitely coming.
Yeah, no. Surprised you could wait that long.
She's been such a good friend to me.
And Brenda said she'd try and get off work early.
What, and come again?
She wants to bring Tom.
Oh, that's so sweet of her. She must be exhausted too.
Oh, yeah. It meant a lot to me having her here while you were in labour.
Meant a lot to me too. Oh, Mike. It's like Brenda's suddenly mine too, and we're a real family now, aren't we?
Mmm. Oh. I needed this.
So I see. I haven't seen anyone get that excited about a cheese and ham toastie.
Well, it's been a long time since breakfast. And I didn't get my usual 3 slices of toast.
Oh, Pip must have finished off the loaf when she came in last night.
Oh, I see.
So thoughtless. I had to go down to the shop to get fresh supplies.
Oh, that's where you were. Ed was looking for you.
Oh, was he?
Yep. He came by just when I had the tractor in bits in the yard, but he needed to talk, so...
Oh, dear. What did he want to see me about?
Well, he wanted to tell you he'd spoken to Mike about putting the milk price up again.
Has he? Oh, good.
Yeah, afraid it didn't go very well.
Oh, dear. I feel bad now.
Well, I wouldn't blame yourself, love. No harm in asking.
Well, that's what I thought.
It's just he didn't pick a very good time. Oh, that was just the job.
Do you want another coffee?
Yeah, if you don't mind, it'd be lovely.
So when did Ed talk to Mike, then?
Last week. And, of course, all Mike could think about was the baby.
Yeah, of course. Oh, what a shame.
Yeah, quite.
Such a pity he didn't wait. Linda says Mike's over the moon at the moment.
Hmm.
He might have been more sympathetic.
Do you think so? It may have improved his mood.
I think that's an understatement.
Yeah, but it's not going to make a difference to his financial position, is it? Quite the opposite.
How do you mean?
Well... I don't think Vicky will be going back to work.
She won't have to decide that yet, though.
No, even so, must be on Mike's mind.
Do you think I was wrong, telling Ed to ask?
No. Like I said, it was worth a try.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's certainly better than the idea he's come up with now.
What's that?
He's thinking of trying to get a contract with a processor.
What, instead of selling to Mike?
Yeah.
But how would that work? Some of those cows are Mike's. That'd take some untangling.
Oh, I don't know what makes him think Mike would agree to it.
No, I can't think there'd ever be a very good time to ask him that.
Mm, even supposing he could find a deal.
I don't think he'd find it easy to find anyone to take him on, given the size of his herd.
Mm.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, love.
Plus the fact that Guernsey milk should be a premium product.
Yeah, I did say so.
Oh, poor Ed. He must be desperate.
Oh, I think he is.
So did you feel you were able to offer him any useful advice, unlike me?
Well, I did suggest he could do a bit more research into his options.
Oh, that can't hurt.
Might make him realise he's relatively well off.
Mike's right. She is the most beautiful baby in the world.
Oh, we think so. But I suppose we might be just a tiny bit prejudiced.
Maybe just a little. Or certainly one of the cutest babies I've ever seen. Mike's really taken to fatherhood the second time round, hasn't he?
Oh, absolutely. Such a relief. He was terribly worried, though, Linda. I know he was thinking there might be complications when she was born.
Oh.
Yeah. He tried to keep it from me, but I could tell. He was right, too. I mean, some people have the most terrible time.
Well, bless you, little Bethany, because here you are, all safe and sound.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Like Mummy always knew you would be.
I did. Only...
What? Is something worrying you?
I'm probably making too much of it. Well, she doesn't seem to be feeding properly yet.
Well, it's early days.
Yeah, that's what Mike said, and they did warn us that her muscle tone might not be as good as other babies. It might make breastfeeding a bit trickier because they find it harder to latch on, you see.
Well, there you are, then. I'm sure if you persevere...
Oh, no, I will. I just don't want to let her down.
Oh, Vicky, I'm sure there's no danger of that. I can see what a devoted mother you are already.
I hope so. But the other mothers in the ward seem to be managing to feed their babies all right.
Well, I shouldn't worry. Have you asked the midwife about it? You shouldn't be afraid to ask for help, you know.
Yeah. I'll see if there's anything else I can do to encourage her to feed. Thanks, Linda.
Just enjoy this precious time.
People have been so kind. And everyone wants to come and visit. Brenda's practically camping here.
Is your mother able to come this afternoon?
Oh, yeah. She texted to say they'd arrived.
Oh.
Just booking into their B&B.
Oh, they're going to stay?
No, I'm really looking forward to showing Beth off to Mum.
Oh, I can imagine. She's coming with your stepfather, then?
Yeah. I was surprised he decided to come, but Mum said he really wanted to see the baby.
Well, of course he did. You're bringing everyone together, aren't you?
Oh, well, that's what babies do, isn't it?
I'm really getting worried about Pip.
Yeah, you and me both. What time did she get up finally?
Oh, she'd only just left for uni when you came in for lunch.
What, she'd been in bed all morning?
That's what happens when you burn the candle at both ends.
And the rest.
I told you about Monday.
What, when she'd been up all night writing an essay?
Yeah. I'm being a kind mum and taking her a cup of tea to wake her up gently.
Yeah, she hasn't been asleep at all.
Did you know the essay was due in before Christmas?
What? Oh, no.
So if she'd done it when she was supposed to...
Well, she wasn't going to, was she? All she could think about then was her precious skiing trip.
I wish she'd never gone. There's probably other work she should have been doing.
Well, how would we know? We never see her to ask.
No. She used to tell us everything about uni.
And if she's not out with Spencer, it's their other uni friends.
I suppose she's trying to keep them all happy.
Yeah, well, that's not going to work, is it?
And then there's that crowd she met skiing.
Rich kids on their so-called gap year.
She's always on Facebook to them.
I suppose they're blogging from all the exotic places Mummy and Daddy had paid for them to go to.
Mm.
I'm just worried they're giving her ideas.
Don't think she needs any help. She seems to have quite enough daft ideas of her own.
I'm glad I bumped into you, Linda.
Yes. I thought I'd have a coffee before I went home.
I'm just killing time till Tom gets here.
Oh, well, I can keep you company till then.
Haven't been doing too badly. Had a nice chat to Amy.
Wouldn't it have been lovely if she'd delivered Vicky's baby?
Oh, yeah. But she's working up on the wards tomorrow, so she'll see Bethany then.
Hmm. I hope I can come again before they come home. We had such a lovely afternoon.
Do you think Vicky's doing all right?
Oh, yes. She's a bit anxious about breastfeeding, but I'm sure that's natural.
I can't wait for Tom to meet Bethany.
Vicky said you're quite the devoted sister. It's good you can get so much time off work.
Oh, I just took this afternoon.
Oh, I see.
Lillian's swanning off down to London tomorrow. I'll have to cover her work then, so I think I'm entitled.
Oh, certainly, if she's just taking a long weekend.
No, that was last week. James has got a hospital appointment.
Ah.
If she can put her family first, so can I.
Oh, turn, can't you? Hi, mate.
David, is this a good time?
Yeah. I'm just finishing putting the tractor back together. How's things?
Oh, great, thanks, sir. I won't keep you long, only I'm asking a few people to come to the ball tomorrow evening to wet the baby's head.
Oh, right.
I hope you might be able to join us.
Yeah, of course, I'd be delighted. Nice of you to ask me.
Ah, like all my mates there to celebrate with me.
Yeah, of course you would.
Unfortunately, Joe and Bert Fry can't come.
Oh?
Staying on in Liverpool till Sunday, so Eddie says.
What on earth can they be finding to do up there?
Eddie reckons they're forming a Beatles tribute band.
I hope not.
Anyway, they can celebrate with me when they get back.
You are the proud father.
Oh, yes, I am.
Paul, hi.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm a bit late. You know what hospital appointments are like.
That's all right.
Oh, this is a beautiful hotel. Quite lives up to its reputation.
Yeah, well, I thought you deserved a treat. After Watford.
I'm sorry about that. You went to so much trouble.
Lillian, we've talked about it. I understand that's all in the past now.
Yeah.
The important thing is you're here now.
I'm so glad I am.
So am I. Right, let's get checked in. Then I thought we might have afternoon tea. Oh, it looks absolutely lovely here.
Is she still fast asleep?
Yeah.
Tom was very impressed. He thought babies cried all the time.
Oh, not Aunt Bethany.
He was very impressed by her maternal Brenda was with her too.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I'm a bit surprised myself. She's nearly as excited as Phoebe, and that's saying something.
Oh, no. Oh, wasn't Phoebe sweet with her?
And Abby too.
Stroking her little cheek and counting her fingers.
I was a bit worried about Hayley, though.
Why?
I thought she might be planning to kidnap her.
Oh, who could blame her?
Oh, you must be tired, though, with all these visitors.
No, I love it. Mum's coming again tonight.
Oh, good. I'm glad she decided to stay over.
Yeah, so am I.
Means you'll have company while I'm at the ball.
Oh, look, you don't need to worry about that. We're having a party, too.
Oh.
Yeah, Linda might drop in again.
Eric was very nice with the baby, I thought.
I know. Quite warm to him.
Oh, that's a first.
You see a different side to people, don't you?
You're just in love with the world, aren't you?
Hi, Vicky. Mike.
Amy! How lovely to see you.
Well, Brenda said you might be on the ward today.
Yeah, sorry I hadn't managed to drop in before.
Oh, don't be silly. I know how busy you all are.
Well, I'm on a break now.
Oh, good. Well, I got to go soon, so Amy can keep you company.
Yeah. I can give you a blow-by-blow description of the birth without Mike fainting.
Yeah, well, I was close sometimes, and that'd be a good chance for you to ask Amy anything that's bothering you.
Yeah, of course.
Mike, the poor girl's on a break. Anyway, nothing is.
Don't mind. Of course, I've really come to see the baby. Oh, isn't she gorgeous?
If
this isn't the best afternoon tea in London, I'm sure it comes close.
Oh, I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Who wouldn't? Mm. I mean, just look at those exquisite petit fours. They're almost too beautiful to eat.
Well, that's what they're there for. Go on. See if they taste as delicious as they look.
Oh, they're heavenly. Oh, Paul, this was such a lovely idea.
Yeah, I thought it was rather you. What about James, though, eh? He turned up trumps, didn't he?
It was a godsend. I couldn't believe it. The perfect excuse.
Oh, it's meant to be, you see. More tea.
Yeah, please.
It went well, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, out there.
Thanks.
I'm surprised he didn't want you to stay with him tonight.
Well, lovely only dancing attendance on him, then.
Oh, yeah, I suppose so.
I mean, those two, three is definitely a crowd.
Matt was all right about it.
Well, can't say he was overjoyed. But then he never is where anything to do with James is concerned.
No.
Well, it was much easier for me, because this time I was telling the truth.
Mm. I wish it was easier for us to meet.
But it has been easy this time. Let's just enjoy that.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to do with the rest of the day?
I've got tickets for a show.
A show? Oh, how lovely. Which one?
It's a surprise.
I'd best be off then, love.
Oh, yeah, of course. Have a wonderful evening with the lads.
Oh, I shall. Night-night, Bethany. Oh. Bye, Amy.
Bye, Mike.
Bless him. He's really looking forward to celebrating with his friends.
Oh, I'm sure he is. Anyway, now we can let our hair down. Oh. You can tell me all the gory details if you want to.
Oh, I'm not sure about that.
Oh, ask me anything that's on your mind.
Yeah.
Things you might not want to say in front of Mike.
I don't want to seem like a useless mother.
You're not a useless mother.
I might be.
Is this about the breastfeeding?
Yeah. How did you know?
Brenda rang me last night.
Well, she noticed.
That you were worried. And Linda mentioned something.
They'll think I'm rubbish.
Oh, of course not. Brenda thought you might be worrying unnecessarily.
And she asked you to drop by. That was kind.
Well, I was coming to see you and the baby anyway. But if it had helped to talk...
Well, Bethany just doesn't seem to be getting the hang of it and... Well, that must be my fault, mustn't it?
No, not at all. There isn't much milk in the first few days anyway.
Yeah, but she's not even sucking very much.
Well, there may be a reason for that. You know her tongue protrudes a little bit?
Yeah, it looks so cute, sticking out of the corner of her mouth. Like she was concentrating on something.
Well, it does that because the muscles in it aren't quite so strong. So she won't have a strong suck.
Yeah, but what does that mean? Am I fighting a losing battle?
No. It doesn't mean that she can't do it, but it just might take her a little longer to learn how.
But she will?
Oh, yes. Lots of mums have problems establishing breastfeeding.
Do they?
Lots. But if the mum is keen to persevere...
Oh, I am. No, I want to do everything I can for her.
Yeah, well, the babies usually get the hang of it. They want the milk.
As long as I'm not starving her.
Of course you're not. Have you seen someone from the breastfeeding team yet?
Yeah, she did come, but to be honest, there was so much going on, I didn't really take in what she was saying.
That's very common.
Would you watch me if I try again now?
Yeah, of course I will. I'll arrange for someone to come again if you like.
Oh, no, I don't want to bother them.
It's what we're here for. No one minds.
Thank you. It would be a weight off my mind.
I'll let them know.
Everybody's been so kind. I've got so much to be grateful for. Right, young Bethany. Come and have your tea.
Evening, Neil. Mike not here yet, then?
Oh, he went to the hospital this afternoon, but he won't be long.
I hope no one parched.
You could always buy yourself a drink.
You're joking.
Excuse me, are you Neil Carter?
Yeah, that's right.
Rob Titchener. I met your wife.
Oh, yes, she said. Nice to meet you.
And you. Well, I'm slowly working out who's related to who.
You don't need to worry about me. I'm not related to MD.
This is Jazza McCreary.
Pleased to meet you, pal. You're in charge of this new mega dairy, ain't you?
I'm the herd manager. We don't like to call it that, though.
It sounds better than cow factory.
Jazza. Would you like to join us? We're just waiting for a friend.
Well, if you don't mind.
No, not at all.
Not especially if you buy us a pint.
Let the man catch his breath. We're all very interested in the setup you'll be working on.
Well, I'm always happy to talk about it, if you like.
I'm chair of the parish council. Naturally, we take an interest.
Plus he's as big a gossip as his wife.
Take no notice of Jazzer. He thinks he's the local comedian.
So, all ready to go then, now you're here?
Oh, I'm only preparing the ground. The first cows don't arrive till the end of August.
Oh, I see.
Along with the team?
No, just you then.
Oh, good heavens, no. I couldn't handle an operation like this on my own. There'll be a feed manager, a farm worker, and, of course, milkers working three shifts when the cows come. Mm. And two assistant herd managers before that.
Oh, pretty impressive.
Yeah, and a nice cushy number for you. Nothing to do till August and all the other people to do the work.
Mm. With nowhere to live unless I get going on it.
Oh, is this the Valley Farm conversions?
Of course, you'd know about that from the council. Two flats in the farmhouse and studio apartments in the outbuildings.
Same wee compartments as the cows then, eh?
If they're as comfortable as the cows, they'll be lucky.
That's told you, Jasper. Sounds like you'll be busy.
Yes. And, of course, Brian and I have to start recruiting all the staff. We hope to have the two assistant herd managers there by July.
Will any of these be jobs for local people?
Of course. If anyone's interested, they should certainly contact me.
What's my name doing, pal?
You? What do you know about dairy work?
I'm a milkman.
That's a start, I suppose.
And abandon your precious pigs. I don't see that happening.
Aye. It'd break my heart to leave my girls, but they're not offering any accommodation. Unless I move it to one of their arcs.
So, good choice.
Oh, the best. I love musicals.
Yes, I know.
And I've been wanting to see this one for ages. Came to Birmingham, you know.
Did it?
Mm, and the hints I dropped Matt. And you knew without asking me. Mm. You are so amazing.
I try.
And you succeed.
Mm.
We're going to have the best evening ever.
Sounds like you quite took to this Rob, then.
I did. Nice, friendly, straightforward kind of bloke.
Oh, that's good. Quite calmed down some of the aunties, then.
I'm not so sure.
Really? Well, you do surprise me.
He could charm the buds off the trees, but they teach them that at the posh schools, don't he?
Along with a few other things.
No, I don't trust it. There's more to him than meets the eye.
But you were asking him for a job.
What? As a milker?
I don't know why everybody finds that so surprising.
It's skilled work.
Come on, how hard can it be?
I'm
sure I'd pick it up. Anyway, it wasn't the job I was after, it was the flat.
But it comes with the job.
It might know. I suppose one of the milkers is local. Might not need it.
And you'd be happy to take it off the estate's hands?
If the price was right, I could do him a favour.
I think you'd better start practising your charm.
We'll see. Anyway, I'm away to find out what Eddie's got to with these drinks. It's cute at the bar, can't it be that one?
That lad, he's a one-off.
Never a dull moment with Jazzer.
How are you holding up, new dad?
Oh, I'm fine. More than fine.
This is the first chance I've had to talk to you since it all kicked off.
I suppose it is. Seems like years ago.
You seem very happy.
I couldn't be happier. Oh, it was such a relief when her heart was okay. And all the other things that could have gone wrong, well, thank God they didn't.
Yeah, I'm so glad. That's those worries out of the way then, isn't it?
It is. But for everything else, her condition, what the future might bring. Well, you were right, Neil.
Was I?
Well, now that I met her, held her in my arms, well, I could face anything for her sake. And I will.
I'm very happy for you, Mike.
Thanks, Neil.
What for?
For helping me see my way through it all.
Oh, I'm sure you'd have done that anyway.
I might not. And I'm so grateful, because now...
Yeah?
She is so beautiful, Neil. So beautiful.
Mm.
I can't wait to bring my Bethany and my Vicky back home.